This is a drum. We call it a gout. Can you try and say that? Gout.
Gout.
Mm-hmm. Gout.
Okay. And what we use Jinka C.E. Rose Willard hands a deerskin drum to a young girl visiting the glacier with her family.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Willard is sitting at a table inside the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. Tourists mill around her, and in front of her there are books about Thlinkit culture, small button blankets, and pieces of beadwork, and a piece of wood the size of her hand carved in the style of a kutia, or totem pole. She's one of 10 cultural ambassadors from the Central Council of the Thlinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska that will spend their summer teaching visitors about Thlinkit culture and how Thlinkit people are connected to the glacier. It's part of the new co-management strategy between the U.S. Forest Service and the tribe.
That is the first question people ask. Are you Thlinkit? Are you of this area? Are you a local? People want to know, are you a representation? So I think it's really important for them to know that they are speaking to a person who is from this area.
Willard is a Thlinkit language teacher at Sit-Ite Shanach Glacier Valley Elementary School the rest of the year. So she likes to share pieces of language with visitors, like teaching them how to say gao for a drum or nach for a halibut hook. She says when she first introduces herself, people are sometimes confused about why she's there and what the connection between Thlinkit culture and the glacier is.
But a lot of times people don't know that our history, our Thlinkit people, are here because of the glaciers, and our histories are all tied to the mini glacier period. So when they receded, our people were able to travel over and under the glaciers to reside on these coastal areas. And they're like, oh, wow, you know, then they make a connection between the Thlinkit people and this amazing glacier.
And she says it still feels like these interactions are authentic, not superficial or theatrical glimpses into her heritage.
I love that we are not selling the culture out here. We are simply sharing the culture about this amazing place.
Sarah Strand has been working with the Forest Service for 3 years now, and she says Thlinkit representation at the glacier used to be limited to the short film shown to visitors.
I think that's very important to not only talk about the importance of our environment around here, but the importance of the culture around it as well.
Cultural Ambassador Supervisor Anka Dachstein, Jeremy Timothy, says the Forest Service staff they work with daily have made it easy for the ambassadors to experiment with the new program. He says this first summer is only the beginning, and they hope to fill more of the space in the visitor center with even more cultural items and information.
We're looking at pop-up artists, maybe having like a Chilkat robe, maybe a tunic, some hats. We're looking at a kutia that's coming back that used to be out here. So we're looking at possibly doing a ceremony for that. Just kind of bringing more of our traditions to light here and letting the visitors engage with us.
But for now, Willard and the cultural ambassadors are set up and eager for your questions. At the Mendenhall Glacier, or Ok to Ok Sit, I'm Yvonne Krumrie.